Adventures of Uncle Jimmy, a Warner Brothers radio production starring William Farnham. Original story and direction by Edward Lynn. Idea that whatever was discussed by Bobby and the steward's best friend, this time also concerned him, and his hunch was right. Bobby begged off when asked to join his dad for a little gab fest, but Uncle Jimmy said,
"I'll join you, Mr. Stewart. Hey, that boy of yours is getting off street early.
Why, just a little after care."
"Yes. Uncle Jimmy, did Bobby discuss certain things with you? You know what I mean."
"Oh, we talked on a great many subjects. Dad is doing some good thinking these days."
"Yeah, I hope he brought up the subject of Stewart, Brown, and Stewart."
"Yes, and he put a very sensible argument as to why I should come into the proposed firm. Had I just been James Brown and not Uncle Jimmy, my answer would have been yes."
"Oh, that means then that..."
"You know, I should dearly love to have a hand in anything that you and Bobby propose. Well, just for sentiment's sake. But, Mr. Stewart, my heart wouldn't be in it."
"Of course, Uncle Jimmy, if it's something that you feel you can't do..."
"Oh, I suppose I could do it. That isn't the point. My plans are so uncertain. I've told you and Florence, Bobby, and all of you, in fact. Well, I've been here many months longer than I ever dreamed of."
"Uncle Jimmy, you're not really thinking of going away, are you?"
"Well, I shouldn't leave until Rosalind came home. But really, Mr. Stewart, I've always been used to contributing something to somebody's financial welfare."
"Now, we'd have no talk of you contributing. I've told you time and again, we'll be in your debt as long as we live, all of us. And if you aren't part of the family by this time..."
"Oh, don't think for a moment that I'm not at home here. Why, even Pal and Lady have taken part of your place over. But business, well, that's something else again. You see, I really do have my very special reasons."
"But can't tell them, I suppose."
"Oh, yes, I could tell them, but someday, when I've gone away, you'll be sitting right in that chair where you are now, and Florence in that chair, reading a book. Suddenly, you'll say, 'Florence, it's dawned on me why Uncle Jimmy didn't want to go in business with me.'"
"Not being a mind reader and not having been gifted with second sight, I guess I'll have to wait until I get it."
"Mr. Stewart, please believe me. You've made my heart feel oh so very good. It's comforting to an old duffer like myself to still feel that he's in the running. I fall asleep happy."
"I hope Bobby won't back out because you did. You know, I'd hate to tackle this new work alone, but I am determined to pull out from under the finger of old J.D. Brenner."
"Well, I can't speak for the boy, Mr. Stewart. But if something should happen to prevent Bobby from joining you, why don't you offer it to Mitzi Brenton?
She knows the routine of J.D.'s office, all right. Miss Brenton, at least, is a most efficient person. I more or less wanted to keep this venture in the family."
"You did? You still don't object to a woman for a partner or an associate, a one to handle just investments for women?"
"I'd welcome a woman, Uncle Jimmy. After all, this is the 20th century, and women have certainly made their way in the world."
"Well, here's a thought for you to sleep on. Why not ask into the firm of Stewart and Stewart, another Stewart?
Jimmy, not Florence.
No, Mr. Stewart. Rosalind.
I think our Bobby told Uncle Jimmy more than he'd tell me.
Well, we mustn't ask Uncle Jimmy to break any confidence. More coffee, dear?
Well, I should think so. Say, that's good coffee this morning, Florrie.
Oh, just this morning, eh? It's good every morning, my adorable...
Oh, why, Mrs. Stewart,
you adorable dispenser of left-handed compliments.
Oh, I might have known there'd be a catch in it. Florrie, I have a very strong hunch that Bobby isn't coming in with me. Of course, if it does happen that he won't become my partner, grand idea.
For another partner?
Yes, Rosalind.
Oh, what? Oh, no. You didn't take him seriously. Not that I don't love Rosalind, think she's charming and lovely and could be helpful, but...
For a moment, I thought he'd gone completely off his nut. But the more I thought of it, the more value I gave to what I originally thought was a pretty wild idea.
But Rosalind, why, until now she... What I mean to say is that she's utterly unprepared.
Funny that the girl should be studying typing and business English and taking a special course in salesmanship.
Oh, no, that's just purely coincidental.
I wonder... Well, anyhow, I won't say any more about it until you talk with Bobby.
Oh, well, on your way home, we'll stop in at the little white kitchen and get a loaf of salt rising bread.
Salt rising bread? Nobody in this family eats it.
Not in this family, but in Mrs. Jedson's family. Bobby's invited Mrs. Jedson and Miss Arden over for dinner tonight. Oh, Dorothy, dear, like a good child, will you please peel two or three more potatoes? That kettle doesn't look like it's holding quite enough.
All right, Mummy. Oh, Mummy. Did I tell you the news?
News? What news?
Frankie's had a job offer to him just the minute he graduated from high school.
Well, he isn't going to college.
Oh, no. He wants to work and make a lot of money so we... I mean, so he can do more things.
Oh, so we, he can do more things. More good times, eh, dear?
Yes. Yes, that's it, Mommy. First thing he's going to do is put a down payment on a car.
On a what? You didn't say...
On a car.
Oh. Well, it seems to me that young man should put a few dollars in the bank.
He's doing that now. We've decided... I mean, he's decided that one half of his allowance should go in the bank for a... Well, emergency.
Mm-hmm. Not a bad idea. Although I'm curious enough to wonder just what emergency Frankie might run into.
Here comes Uncle Jimmy offering his services in behalf of this dinner.
Well, well, bless my soul. Such industry.
Now, Uncle Jimmy, just because we're putting down another plate or two is no reason for you to feel...
Oh, I must help, Florence. Of course, if I was sure that this kitchen were managed properly...
Why, Uncle Jimmy...
and that too many cooks do not spoil the broth, or that there was any broth... where was I? Oh, well, no matter. Ah, peas to shell. My. Peas in May.
How. But aren't they lovely?
Yes, lovely price, too, I'll bet. But this is a special occasion. Oh, all right. I'll just help myself to a few pots and pans. Well, Dorothy, my dear, how are you?
Oh, we're fine. I mean, I'm just fine.
Dorothy's very much plurally inclined today. Must be the weather.
Oh, no, not so much the weather as the season. Spring is in the air. Robin's on the wing. June will soon be here, and perhaps a bride be here. Funny, isn't it, dear?
Dorothy, aren't those three potatoes peeled yet?
Oh, coming with the mummy. Here you are.
Nicely peeled, I'd say. Not an eye in the carload.
Well, Dorothy, I'm sorry, but I think I'll have to have at least six more. I didn't realize they were so small. Oh, I'm positive I told the grocer all large potatoes. The ones I peeled were large.
Hello, everybody. Elizabeth has got a lot of help, Mom. Well, look at those marbles.
You're right, Johnny. Mother's positive she ordered all large potatoes.
And I'll say they were large. I picked them out. I remember because I got my hands all dirty. Say, Mom, the floor. Johnny, you keep your nose right out of my business.
Johnny, Uncle Jimmy needs a little help here.
Well, just look at these. And these, Ma.
Johnny Stewart, you put that garbage right back in the pail.
I will
put
not.
Put it back. I said put it back.
Oh, dear. So you want to say that's take that.
No. Here. Now, children. Johnny.
Look here, Johnny. Johnny, stop kicking your sister. I've a good notion to send you to bed without any dinner.
Dorothy, now that you've done so well with the potatoes, how about a hand with the peas? Eh?
I don't want anybody to help with anything. I wish somebody could get me out of this house with a
hook. Did you hear that?
Mm-hmm. Dorothy's not little Dorothy anymore. Guess this Frankie Prentice is something pretty big in her life. Oh,
silly puppy love affair. I refuse to treat it more seriously than just that. Uncle Jimmy, just what do you think of this artist?
Who, me? Oh, I don't know. Mrs. Jackson is really very fond of the girl. And she's a fine, respectable, hard-working child. Good mind, good background, sensible.
Well, Mrs. Jackson told me something that made me wonder. There were some lovely flowers in Edith's room. And Mrs. Jackson, not singing, of course, asked, sent them to her.
Well, nothing wrong with that. Natural for a charming girl like that to have an admirer.
Yes, but that isn't the part that makes me wonder. The young man who sent her those flowers was Bobby.
Certainly, Bobby sent Miss Arden those flowers just out of Rosalind. Rosalind, can it be possible that fate will bring her back again into the Stewart fold through Arnold's proposed business venture?